Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, this is so exciting. President Trump's first international tour of the world. He's setting the narrative and the agenda for peace and
casting vision.
And, you know, America is so respected and honored, and President Trump has been so respected and honored, as he's respected and honored other leaders. And
stark contrast, because you go back to the previous administration, it was like America had to apologize everywhere America went, and Americans weren't respected. And you could just see with the transition of new leadership, they welcomed our president, which represents the United States, like royalty.
Well, you remember our sailors just got close to Iran, and they took our sailors basically hostage, if you would, and then humiliated them, made them, you know, in a humiliating fashion. And
with
they were
no consequences.
Firing shots towards our ships and getting close. It's like things are changing.
Oh, yes.
And this is so important because you heard the president on our previous program of Israel, Revlon, say specifically that we need America to be strong. The world needs America to be strong. And
that America was back again.
America was back. That sounded familiar, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the president also went to Rome to see the Pope. He went to the Vatican. As a matter of fact, take a look here. This is the president going to Rome.
Yes, he's...
This is guards for the Vatican. These are special... Believe it or not, they actually desire to be those outfits. But these are tough guards.
Well, you're saying the whole administration or the cabinet members, they're going to be walked in. They're single file line and they're being escorted. Don't know exactly who these gentlemen are.
This is the Catholic Church. This is the head of the Catholic Church, the Vatican. Is that sort of like at the Baptist Church, what it's like when y'all come in?
I've never seen that before, and I don't know who these gentlemen are, but the president, there he is. You're seeing a shot of the president. He's walking with one of the cardinals.
Oh, that's not.
Nope.
TBN. That would be TBN.
There's the president.
And there was a situation, you know, when he was running for office.
Yes.
And the Pope came in the politics. And then so the president said the Pope, they started talking about walls and you shouldn't build walls and things. And
there's a lot of walls here.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk about that in a minute. But they have walls around the whole city.
Yes.
With guards on those walls.
I believe it's its own government in a way.
It's its own country.
Wow.
That's why a lot of people fear Christians coming in, because they think that at the Catholic Church we're going to take over their government.
That's a problem in China.
Yeah. China, Hong Kong. Here's the president right here.
And he's being escorted to see the Pope. You can see Melania Trump, the first lady, right behind the president. Now, interesting that Melania there is wearing a headscarf, not something that she wore when she was in Saudi Arabia, but showing that she has honor and just, I guess, respecting the church.
So they're going to see the Pope. If you're watching right now and joining us, you're looking at President Trump coming in to see the Pope. And understand that the Pope is the leader of that country, the papacy. Mm-hmm. And so it is its own country. It has its own government, its own police. And it's not part of a country. It is a country.
Yeah. Wow, amazing. I believe they're about to escort him into another room, another area where the Pope is.
He's behind the door. He's behind the door.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Okay. This is President Trump coming to see the Pope. Pope Francis.
Pope Francis.
Pope Francis. There he is, Pope Francis. The first meeting with Pope Francis since he's become president of the United States. Probably the first meeting, first time he's ever met him.
Yes.
Actually.
Yes.
Taking him into his space. I believe those are cardinals right there that bring him in. You know, Pope Francis did that big tour of America in that small car. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
And President Obama gave
him
a Secret Service.
Pope Mobile, I think they called it.
The Pope Mobile. Yeah, now the President, Trump, is coming over to see the Pope.
I believe the Pope took his name from Francis of Assisi.
Yes.
And one of the things I like that Francis of Assisi said, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words.
So they're obviously having a conversation. So I didn't mean to bring the wall thing up. No big deal.
Thanks for coming to visit
me. When Air Force One was flying in, we noticed you had walls around here, Pope Francis. Yeah. This is good, though. It's good to get dialogue and conversation.
Sure, absolutely.
And you're looking at, well, he's talked with Islam, he's talked with Judaism, he's talked with the Christians and Israel, and also with the Catholics.
Sure. I mean, the President of the United States really is the leader of the free world, and he's talking to a leader here in the Pope.
As a matter of fact, I believe in just a moment, we're about to see Alani, the First Lady,
yes,
with the Pope coming in just a moment. As a matter of fact, right here, this is you can see right here, this is the First Lady meeting Pope Francis as they're bringing him in. As First Lady, Alana. Did she talk about, he talked about his food?
I think so.
Oh my goodness.
What are you feeding him?
I know. Yes, exactly. Oh my goodness.
I think he has a lot of catered meals.
Yeah, he's a bigger guy. So you're looking at their family's meeting. You have
Ivanka Trump is set to meet the Pope.
Yeah. So you're looking at as an advisor to the president too. He's the one who actually set up a lot of this tour.
Yes.
That's going on.
One of the closest advisors the president has.
Well, listen, we need to come to a close, and this is very exciting what's taking place. I want to be able to pray with you before we go and just thank God and continue to pray for our president, pray for peace in the world. But Lord, we just pray over our audience,
yes,
pray a
Lord.
Blessing over them, encourage them. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord God. We pray for wisdom over our president and unity over our government, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.